Okay, so you're here because you want to, cut through the noise and really get what's happening right now with learning and development in accounting firms.
Yeah, the important stuff.
Exactly. You want the crucial info, the things that actually matter, without wading through everything. So let's just get straight to it.
Absolutely. So today, we're diving deep into the spring 2025 meeting of the Boomer Learning and Development Circle.
Right.
Think of it as your kind of insider look at the key conversations from Kansas City, Missouri. We've gone through the highlights, the agenda, basically pulled out the essentials for you.
And for anyone maybe not familiar, the Boomer Learning and Development Circle, it's a really interesting collection of L&D leaders, isn't it?
It is. They're from firms that are really, looking ahead.
Over and thinking ones.
Yeah, the ones thinking hard about how learning actually supports the firm's big picture strategy.
Makes sense.
And our mission here, our goal for this deep dive, is to just pull out the most important nuggets, the key insights shared there, and give them to you in a way that's, well, useful, like right away.
Like a shortcut to understanding the L&D landscape in accounting right now.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Okay, let's do it. So one of the first big things they tackled was the major trends, the big picture shifts hitting the profession now. Sounds like it wasn't just a quick mention.
No, not at all. They really dug in. The conversation, it seems, really centered on firms that are actively implementing these transformational frameworks,
Yeah.
new ways of operating,
Okay.
and integrating new tech fully into how they work. Plus, a big piece on modernizing succession planning.
Oh, yeah, that's always huge. Rethinking that whole process.
Critical for the long haul, right? And something else that came up strongly.
Let me guess. AI.
You got it. Equipping teams with actual AI skills. It's not just like buying the software.
No, it's making sure people can use it effectively, add real value. It seems like the firms in the circle are really sort of on the front foot with this stuff.
That's a really key point. These firms, they're trying to anticipate change, not just scramble when it hits. So this trends discussion kind of set the stage, provided that important backdrop for everything else.
Okay, good context. So moving to specifics then, another major session was about how DEI initiatives are evolving. That feels really timely,
Definitely.
especially with some of the broader shifts we're seeing in the corporate world regarding DEI. How are accounting firms handling this?
Well, this is where Bonnie Bill Rizzi's session came in. It was apparently very insightful.
Okay.
The discussion, it acknowledged that maybe some traditional DEI approaches are shifting in certain areas, but for the firms in this circle, the focus was much more on adapting and refining, not backing away.
So adapting, not abandoning.
Exactly. The emphasis was really on sharing practical strategies, actionable steps firms could actually take.
So less theory, more what can we do Monday morning?
Precisely. The value was in the concrete examples. How do you make sure DEI stays woven into the firm's culture? How do you actively support it through training?
Right, embedding it.
Yeah, finding what works for them and integrating it deeply, not just treating it like some separate initiative or, box-ticking exercise. The takeaways were meant to be practical.
Got it. Practicality seems key.
Okay.
Now, this next bit sounds really interesting, especially linking back to that tech trend you mentioned, a hands-on session about using generative AI in L&D.
Yes, that sounds like something people could really sink their teeth into.
Exactly.
And it was very practical by all accounts. They focused on tools people were already bumping into, like ChatGPT and Copilot.
Okay, the big names.
Right. And the presenters, Jennifer Palmieri from Fried Maxick, and Shannon Wiesentech, and Julie Kirsch from Berkowitz Pollack Brant, they didn't just talk about it. They showed how their firms are using these tools,
Yeah.
like day to day.
Okay, so what are some of those real-world uses? It's easy to talk potential, but what's happening now in L&D?
Well, the main focus seemed to be efficiency gains, using AI to whip up initial drafts of training materials faster.
Right, getting started.
Yeah, helping draft client proposals more quickly, even streamlining parts of budgeting. The goal was really equipping attendees with skills they could use immediately.
So not just understanding it, but doing it.
Exactly. And an interesting angle wasn't just speed, but also using it to kind of personalize those first drafts for different roles, which saves a ton of time tailoring things later.
That makes sense. Personalization at scale almost. That hands-on aspect sounds incredibly useful, walking away with something you can actually try.
Totally.
Now, moving beyond the formal sessions, a big part of these circles is often learning from peers, right? What other firms are actually doing.
Absolutely. That's the whole point of the L&D Circle Exchange. It's core to it. Several firms, Clark Neuber, Lutz, and Fried Maxick, were mentioned. They shared specific projects they'd actually rolled out.
Okay, so real case studies.
Yeah, this wasn't theory. It was, here's what we did, here's how it went. Real world stuff.
So they shared the good, the bad, the ugly. What worked, what didn't, lessons learned.
That's the idea. Peer-to-peer learning at its best. Presenting these implemented projects sparks really rich discussions about best practices, but practices grounded in, you know, actual reality.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between hearing an idea and seeing how a firm like yours actually made it work.
Exactly. In a similar environment, too.
And it sounds like the meeting wasn't just about soaking up information. There was also time for reflection, making it stick. Tell me about the take it back sharing session.
Right. So this session basically acknowledges that going to a meeting is great, but useless unless you translate insights into action back home.
Makes sense.
So they use this take it back tool. It's designed to help members jot down the key things they learned and, crucially, the specific steps they plan to implement back at their firms over the next few months.
Ah, so building in some accountability, turning ideas into actual plans.
Precisely. Making that personal commitment to follow through. And it wasn't just individual plans. The book recommendations session also tapped into that peer network idea.
Right, I saw those titles. Give to Grow by Mo Bunnell.
And Your Invisible Network by Michael Melcher.
So members are sharing resources they found genuinely useful.
Yeah, exactly. It speaks to that collaborative spirit, you know. Everyone's trying to improve. And sharing good resources like helpful books is just a natural part of that community feel. Collective growth.
Nice. Now, Boomer Consulting themselves, they also presented updates and resources.
They did, yeah. Updates about Boomer Consulting overall and their different circle communities.
Yeah.
And importantly, they demoed the Boomer Knowledge Network, the BKN.
Okay, the BKN, what's that about?
Think of it as a central library or hub for members, packed with resources.
What kind of resources are we talking about?
Yeah, it's pretty comprehensive. Things like on-demand training, strategic tools, templates you can adapt.
Practical stuff.
Yeah, very practical. Videos, articles, white papers, guides, all aimed at, you know, empowering the members and helping their firm succeed. A curated collection of best practices and insights.
Like having an expert resource on tap.
Pretty much. Ready when you need it.
And we should probably mention the sponsors, too. There was a session with Galasso Learning Solutions.
Yes, that's right. These sponsor sessions are actually pretty useful opportunities to learn about new solutions, new systems out there in the L&D world.
Getting a look at what's new.
Exactly. Galasso gave a presentation on what they offer, and then there was time for Q&A. It gives attendees a direct line to ask questions, see if a solution might fit a need they have back at their firm.
So, staying informed about potential tools and partners.
Crucial for L&D leaders, right?
Yeah.
Identifying and evaluating new approaches. This just provided that direct connection and focused time for questions.
Okay, wow. So, we've really covered a lot of ground here. Key trends, DEI evolution, practical AI uses, that peer learning aspect, continuous improvement, Boomer's resources, sponsor insights. It definitely sounds like a packed and valuable meeting.
It really does. The big takeaways seem to be this strong focus within these firms on, well, getting practical insights, developing future-ready talent proactively, and really intentionally building strong learning cultures.
Right. So for everyone listening, as you're kind of mulling all this over, maybe think about how these specific trends and these shared experiences, how they might actually inform your firm's L&D strategy this year. Like, what's one immediate action or maybe an area you want to explore further based on what we've just talked about? What feels most impactful for you right now?
That's the key question, isn't it? And hey, if folks are interested in learning more about this specific community, the Boomer Learning and Development Circle, maybe even joining, you can check out www.boomer.com/LDC.
Good resource to know.
Definitely. It's a great way to stay ahead in, well, what feels like a constantly changing field.